The militant group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, said in an email statement that one of the British hostages in its custody has contracted what it called a strange disease and was very ill. It said a local doctor had been called in to treat him, but dismissed the possibility of freeing the sick hostage. The Niger Delta Energy Development and Security Strategy, one of the region's most influential pressure groups, says it is in talks with a rebel group to release the British hostages. Spokesman for the group, Tony Ranta, told VOA it is time to bring the former long hostage saga to closure.
Either way, whether because of government negligence or reluctance or lack of speed to act or men's non-compliance with certain rules of engagement, we do not think it's in anybody's interest to hold the hostage for as long as they are holding. And we are very, very actively engaged even now in speaking with members of this group to see how soon and how they are going to effect the release of these two poor men so their families can begin to heave a sigh of relief.
The two Britons were first kidnapped in September with two South Africans, a Ukrainian, and more than 20 Nigerians when their supply vessel was hijacked off the coast of the Niger Delta. MEND then seized the men from the original captors and released all of them except the Britons. The group says it will hold the men until Henry Oka, the leader of MEND, who is facing gunrunning and treason charges, was released. The Niger Delta previously produced 2.5 million barrels of oil per day, but output has declined to less than 2 million barrels. Since January 2006, 44 Britons and more than 200 foreigners have been kidnapped in Nigeria. One Briton was killed. Analysts say the slump in oil prices is making the Niger Delta even more dangerous as the money to tackle militancy dries up. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.